Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I don't know what this is. What is it?
It's Katy Perry and somebody. When I walk and I want to feel a little jazzy, I put this in, you know?
This is the one. You like, hey, you know what? I'm a confident woman walking through the city.
Yes.
Does it have catcalls pre-recorded into it?
Yeah, it gets me ready.
Yeah, frame them correctly. Come on. Shannon, I told you, you told me not to give you shit today, but microphones aren't on. Nobody's framed correctly. I get it that we changed it up last minute. I'm going to blame Harrington on this one because we were supposed to have two guests. No, we're supposed to have two guests today, and one of the guests is here, Katie Hannigan, lovely and talented Katie Hannigan. First time on the Real Ass Podcast. First time at the Gas Digital Studios. I have no idea. I've podcasted with you plenty of times, probably YKWD a handful of times, yeah. And I don't know whatever else we've done, but it's interesting to me because I feel like I know you very well through podcasting means. And usually it's a little more awkward. Usually women that come in here are a little more uncomfortable. They don't realize what they're going into. But Katie Hannigan knows exactly what she got herself into
today. I know the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. And
you
I'm
know.
Ready to tangle.
You're ready to tangle with the rattlesnake. I like it. You've also never looked more attractive. Sitting next to Zach, they should do prom photos next to Zach. He should stand next to everybody's prom photo in frame with them. And that would make people look their absolute
I'm
best.
I'm like a credenza behind them.
Yeah. This is like what every Midwestern couple looks like. You know? I'm like, feed him and he works about 10 hours a week.
Yeah, you guys are very really different. Wow, Zach. Holy shit, you really should sit next to me, Zach. You don't look this bad normally.
I'll take it, baby.
I think you look great, Zach.
Yeah.
It's because I'm in between her and Shannon.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how blonde you were until I'm so close. I see you have no eyebrows practically.
This is like, it's like a fucking sandwich. It's like it's with a lot of meat and then fucking one piece of bread, one nice, delicious piece of bread,
and then like the end pieces. The last sandwich you can make.
Yeah, but it's been in the fucking cabinet for a while, so it's all crusty at the end, too. Like, I guess I'll eat it. It is bread, technically. That's Shannon, Katie. Don't feel bad. We're talking about Shannon. look, great show plan today, guys. It is the Real Ass Podcast.
Luke Tuma, bread was delicious in 2002.
Hell yeah, dude. Luke Tuma was supposed to be here. Harrington said that he confirmed with him 5 p.m. yesterday. Shannon, I'm going to say that I think Harrington's lying. Do we think he's lying?
No, he's not, because I saw Luke at a show last night, and I said, I'm going to do the show with you tomorrow, and he was like, yes, I can't wait.
Very excited about it. Well, he should be. This is the biggest opportunity of his fucking life.
Yeah.
And then he no-shows me.
Yeah, I was pissed. I was like, I got to be on the podcast with this fucking guy.
I know. Luke stinks. I've said that since day one, since meeting him. I was like, this guy stinks. We'll never be on the show. And then one time we give him an opportunity. I kid. Luke is a great comic and a nice guy. I'm sure it's something. But what happened, Harrington? He texted you, right?
Yeah, I just got like 4 texts in from him. Nah, man, I'm not going to make it. This is fucked. Dude, I'm so sorry. I live in a basement and it fucks everything up. I can call you after you're done doing the show. I'm really sorry to leave you hanging like that.
I live in a basement and it fucks everything up? What does that mean?
What happened?
I guess he lives in a basement.
Did he die? Did he die in a flood? What happened?
My assumption is that he doesn't have service, didn't set an alarm, and is blaming the basement for him not getting Harrington's calls.
Look, I can't even blame Harrington on that. Harrington, show me your 5 p.m. confirmation yesterday. If you can show me the confirmation, I will not call you a liar. And
His face is showing it's not going to happen.
Your job is saved one more fucking day. One more day, Harrington's job is saved.
Maybe he's just a piece of shit and he's saying that he lives in a basement to support that. You know,
yes.
I live in a basement. I'm not a reliable guy.
That is a good
point. I
live
in a fucking basement.
He's like, what did you expect? You got a basement dweller on your podcast. I couldn't even get a fucking above ground apartment with windows. So maybe you're right, Katie.
I was living in an attic briefly.
Yeah.
And it was pretty tough.
At least there's a window and you get, you know, you could pretend you're Anne Frank.
There was a window.
That's fun.
I had to go in a ladder. I had to climb up a ladder to get to where I lived. And that was tough because I was taking a lot of spin classes at the time. So.
Yeah, but come on, yeah. Katie. Let's get real. This is why you look the way you look.
Thank you.
Living off cheese, hiding from a family of cats.
Squeak, squeak.
Dreaming of America.
Shannon, what time did he confirm Luke Toomer yesterday?
Wait, I'm seeing Tuesday 147.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Tuesday 147. That's when it looks like they were happening.
147. Yeah. So that was earlier than 5 p.m. It was a little bit of an exaggeration to make yourself look better. Admit it. Admit these little tiny differences. Here's the thing. I don't mind it. Don't hoof and huff me. Don't whoop and whoop. He's whooping me.
I'm just trying to understand why confirming with him before 2 p.m. is somehow worse than confirming with him at 5 p.m.
That's your job, Michael.
Between 2 and 5, Michael.
Yes. And
I'm going to start calling him Michael, too.
I like Michael as well. I like. It reminds me of the Lost Boys. You're about to lose your job, Michael. 5 p.m. is later, so that means there's less time in between now and the time when you confirm. The later you confirm, the better it is. That's why there's a difference there.
I'm going to start confirming at 10 a.m.
So when the day of?
Yeah.
No, that's stupid. That's retarded.
Wrong direction, Michael.
Yeah, Michael. You're not figuring this out the right way. He doesn't take any cues. This is a problem. I'm training him to be better in life. No, you need to confirm with him the night before, and that's fine. And I don't even give a shit. You did your job today. You're safe. You're not that bad, but he's fucking dead to me now. Now he's literally banned from All Things Gas Digital for 1 year. Put it on the board right now. Put it on the board. Luke Toomer, All Things Gas Digital, 1 year. That's worse than Ian Finance because I hate Ian and I continuously invite him into my life. So that's partially my fault. You no call, no show the first time you do this show. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy.
Well, he lives in a basement.
Yeah, he does live in a basement. You know?
I've lived in basements.
I believe that about you.
I don't mind basement apartments. I really don't. I lived in a nice basement apartment in Brooklyn.
If there's
a
window, that's fine. I've lived in a lot of shitty places.
Yeah. They always have like the little windows where it's just like a little cubby hole where you can see people's ankles walking by.
Yeah.
It's very
it's good to see panties.
The first place I remember you having is that railroad apartment. That was just like a long hallway with rooms.
I don't know where that was. I don't remember. I've lived in so many different apartments.
It was by the Stand.
The one bedroom in Gramercy. That's where I had my baby. That's where I had my little son. Yeah, that was
a great neighborhood.
Too.
That's the thinnest neighborhood in New York City.
The thinnest neighborhood, really?
What were you doing there? Yeah.
What was Lewis doing there?
I was probably in shape at that time.
No, you got huge when B got pregnant.
Yeah, but that was towards the
end. Then you got little. You got a little after
then
the
I got
baby.
Shredded. I go back and forth, dude. I was watching my fight earlier today. And turn the air conditioning on.
That's how he starts his day. He just watches his own fight.
I watch my fight regularly. Yeah, I will. And to motivate myself, I'm like, I need to get back there.
Oh, yeah. Know? Yeah, that's what I do. I look at photos of myself in high school. I'm like, fucking starve, bitch.
Can we see photos of you in high school? How hot would that be?
I was very tiny when I was in high school. I was like...
keep going.
Very anorexic. I have a great. I
this
have a great
show is a lot
photo.
More predatory when there's one of us on either side of them.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Katie Hannigan. You know, you're not supposed to comment on women being. Do you get annoyed when guys will bring you up on stage and they'll be like, "What if they say something like the lovely and talented Katie Hannigan?" Would they be
fine?
That's fine.
I had a guy bring me up on stage.
Yeah, you
once.
Look like a child there. Sorry.
Yeah, I.
Let me see.
See how skinny my little arm is? That was my special
Yeah, you look like a child
outfit.
Now, but I can pretend you're 17 now. It's difficult to fucking pretend that she's anything older than 12 there.
I know. Imagine me when I was like 2 years older than this, desperately hitting on my astronomy professor in college. He really turned me down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember at the time I was like, he probably doesn't want to go to jail. But now I'm like, he probably just wasn't attracted to like children.
Yeah, children. But also it's not even just jail because it was legal at the time for you in college.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure there's a major ethical thing there. Like you can get in not a lot of trouble. You just lose your job.
Just
you
lose
start
your
fucking
job.
Your students, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't have told anyone except for my entire theater department.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have made a short play about it. Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
There we go. Today's show's falling apart. Look, we have a lot to talk about. I want to let's get some plugs out of the way really quick. Katie, what do you have coming up that you want to plug on the show?
I'm going to do the Ridgefield Playhouse with Rich Voss on June 1st. Anyone wants to come out to that? And then my schedule is always available on my website. I have some headlining dates coming up this year.
Yeah, so you do.
Fucking check it out. Good.
Yeah, well, promote this. Fuck promoting opening for Rich Voss. Promote your headlining dates,
Katie. I don't have anything coming up. It's not until the fall, though.
Ah, well, you know what? Fuck it. Promote it anyway. Go see Katie Hannigan headline. Yeah, Katie Hannigan
bananas,
is a fucking
beast. Thank
hilarious
you.
Comedian. Go Bananas would not return my calls. Go ahead, continue.
Go Bananas, August.
Strange.
I have the Aurora Theater in Georgia in October.
The booker from the Aurora Theater raped my sister. Good.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, she's great. She's a really great gal.
She's a great rape.
Yeah.
Oh, the booker. Sorry.
And then I have something else I can't remember. Oh, the Comedy Nest in Montreal in September.
Yeah,
not allowed in the country.
Another club that wouldn't fucking book me. All these cocksuckers won't book me. It's okay, bitches. I'm going to come and just do it myself. I'm planning a tour for the fall myself as well. So don't you worry. I'm coming to Europe. I'm coming to England. I'm coming to Ireland, I believe. Ireland.
Ooh.
Australia's knocking as well. A lot of stuff happening internationally. This is what I figured out. I don't have to write new material. I can tour the special that I released in America if I treat it like it's a special engagement. Luis J. Gomez Peninsula, Luis J. Gomez, Europe.
For the last
tour.
Time.
They're going to love you in Australia. Luis. I just remember from when I used to live with Kelly Festuca, and that's how she would say your name. Luis.
Oh, my God. I realized I might run into Kelly Festuca.
You will. Australia. She's going to come to your show.
Yeah, obviously.
Luis, how you doing, mate?
That's such a shitty accent.
Now we know why Katie's so thin.
What? What? I missed it. I didn't realize you used to be roommates with Katie Hannigan. Harrington, how bad is your handwriting? Luke Tuma banned for 1 year.
From GDM.
Wow, dude. You have fucking really
That's his biggest credit.
Yeah. Tweet it out. Tag him. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight. It's some of your favorite comedians sitting down and watching a horror movie.
Buy the special. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. That's all. Go buy that special, guys. Skankfest is sold out. You can get tickets at Skankfest. I'm sorry. You can't get tickets. You can enter for a chance to win free tickets at infinitecbd.com/skankfest. They're giving away tickets weekly leading up. The only way you can get your tickets is by going to infinitecbd.com/skankfest and maybe purchase something while you're there. Why not, right? Go to our iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month. We give away a nice, delicious piece of merchandise, too, right? You can get that merch at merchpump.com/RAP. Anything you want, t-shirts, hats, mugs, go support the fucking Real Ass Podcast, especially if you're coming to Skankfest this year. That's going to be the cool new thing at Skankfest, is people wearing Real Ass Podcast merch. That's like the alternative-y type, because everyone's got a Skanks t-shirt. We all fucking know. You got a rap shirt, you got a fucking rap hoodie, you got the Ren and Stimpy fucking
mug. Wow,
look
at that merch. Very sexual.
Yeah, this is hot shit, dude. You can actually take that mug and you could shove it into any orifice you want.
Oh, wow.
You really can.
You
got that
mugged.
Handle. Yeah. You put it in like you're fisting and you just twist it around.
And then it's got easy. You can take it back out easy.
Yeah, yep. It's like a very wide butt plug.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's our fans. They fucking do everything to the extreme. We ain't fucking around, all right? These guys live off fucking Mountain Dew and fucking...
Your fans are great. I can't wait to hear the comments when they comment on the podcast how stupid I am.
No, they're going to love you on this. I'm telling
you. Yeah, I bet.
If you went on Legion of Skanks, it'd be a problem. Thanks, Shannon. But our fans here, we have the most concentrated, it's like the most hardcore of the Legion of Skanks fan base.
Yeah.
Listens to this show, and they're open-minded. They're along for a different type of ride. It's not the same type of crazy fucking wacky show. We are... You know, we talk about the issues. We talk about
the
news.
Real issues.
We fucking get real ass on this show. And the fans that listen to this show, they respect the women that I have on the show.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm kidding. But you're going to, don't go to the Reddit.
Hey, you know what? As long as I will accept, she's not funny, but I will fuck her. I will accept that.
That's fine.
You know, that's good for, that's a self-esteem boost.
Yeah. Well, no, that's true. That's initially how I felt about you, but then you got good. So there we go. Katie Hannigan.
I was good when you met me. I remember. Come on.
No, you're a very, very funny comedian, a great writer. Are you and Mike still together?
Yes.
Nice.
Excited yes, about that I'm as in well. Love.
You're in love? That's it?
Yeah, we love
baby
each other.
Boy. Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, things are going great.
He's all fucking big and beefy. He gets his little fucking tiny hottie. He's old as shit. Good for him. He's living the dream. That's literally what we want as we get older, is just a fucking tiny, petite, younger girl Whether they're cool or not is kind of inconsequential.
Do you ever make him teach you astronomy?
No, he doesn't know astronomy. He teaches me stuff from his self-help books. Yeah. He teaches self-help. He likes stoicism.
Yeah, does he really? Yeah. I know he meditates a lot. I remember years ago we went on the road and he would like go and meditate for like a half an hour.
I just hear him in the other room just breathing loudly. I'm like, oh, baby's getting into it, you know?
And you love
it. It's great. I love it.
Do you ever meditate?
I do, yeah. I meditate pretty frequently. But I don't like do a breathing thing.
I don't even know what fucking meditating is. I always thought I kinda understood it, but I don't. I truly don't understand what it is. Is it you are trying to get yourself to a state where you're not thinking about anything? Like your mind is completely like blank? What is it?
It's
is it self-reflection?
Like
you're not doing
you're
it because it starts with sitting still.
I can't. I have trouble sitting still. You can't. If you're fidgety, you can't meditate. Come
no,
on.
That's not true. That's I think it's just up, like man. holding a point where you just like let thoughts kind of go past, and you're just holding this moment where you like actually rest your brain for a little bit.
And you're not actually thinking about anything. Because that's a hard thing to do.
But
for
you
me.
Are thinking about stuff, but you just don't get caught up in the stream of it. You just kind of let the thoughts go past you.
Yeah, that's what happens, sort of, when I work out. There's
working out's like a form of meditation, though.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the closest thing to it. I go to the steam room a lot, but there's a lot of fucking dudes trying to bang me in that steam room.
It's hard to focus.
It is hard to focus, but that's like that's some fucking next level meditation shit where you're just like, you know, hands on your fucking, you know, fingers on your thumbs and going on.
Oh, a mudra, a little mudra.
Oh my God, that guy's jerking off.
But it's like just being able to not pay attention to the fucking dicks flopping around you and being in tune with your chi.
Yeah, you don't want to meditate too deep, otherwise you might be okay with the dicks.
Yeah.
You
know? What is the chi? What is any of this stuff?
Chi's energy. I'm a white woman. I know other cultures.
What is that real? It's not real.
It is. I think it is because, you know, like if you know science, your body is like made up of electricity. And if you're like, you just call that chi. Totally.
Well, here's a weird thing. I had a guy who swore that we were selling tickets back in the day. I was maybe 20, 21. And there was this guy who was, I would say, a hand job. He stunk. But he was a guy who's like, you know, I've practiced martial arts my whole life. I have an energy and a chi. He was like a really smart guy. I think he went to like a really like good school. He just did this for like a summer job. And he was like, no, I swear. He was like, I have control of my chi. And we're like,
oh, God.
Up. He stunk, dude. And there was, we were playing with a basketball behind Comic Strip Live. We were at Comic Strip Live. This is when we were selling tickets for there. And we're just fucking around with the basketball, throwing it around. And there was a light bulb that was like, you know, maybe head height length. And the ball accidentally hit the bulb and the bulb shut off, right?
Okay.
So that's what happened. And he was like, watch. And he goes over to the bulb and he puts his hands above it and he goes like that. And then the light bulb flickered. I swear to God. And
it's so upsetting when you meet someone who's like that and then you're like, oh, I guess he had a point.
Made me so angry that he actually had magical chi power.
Did you beat the shit out of him?
No, I called him gay. We raped him, actually. We raped him with a mug. That's where we got the idea to do those rape plugs. Those are actually...
Rape butt plugs.
Those rape butt plugs. That's what they are. They're not mugs. People think those are Real Ass Podcast mugs. Mm-mm. Those are handle... The most brutal way you could rape somebody is with a turned over mug.
The porcelain breast knuckles.
Yeah. Dude, it breaks sometimes. It's not good.
I'm glad I have therapy after this. I did a podcast where I participated in rape culture. Julie.
I'm so happy we're beyond rape culture. That's such an old idea at this point where it's like, we've just gone like, it's just... People can't even bring that up anymore. It's like, it's just gone on the deep end. There's guys who are like really attacking women out there, and we've sort of moved on to that, which is kind of nice, you know?
Yeah, just wait until my fucking blog post comes out about this.
Yeah, you might. What did you, are you one of these people who are upset about Nick DiPaolo?
I don't care about it. Right. I like stop going on the internet. I think, maybe like do a background check and make sure like no one that you're posting a photo of you flipping off was like brutally murdered.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like, I don't have time for this. I have to focus on getting famous. You know, right. I'm already almost 33. I'm running out of time.
You stop telling people your age.
No, I won't do it.
Katie, just pretend you're 25. Just pretend you're 25 till you can't pretend you're 25 anymore.
I can't
anymore.
Do that because people will talk down to me until I tell them my age.
I talk down to you anyway. You're a woman. What are you talking about?
Well, I just Hulk out. I just throw my coffee.
So if you guys don't know what happened, because I'm not really wholly in the loop on this, Nick DiPaolo releases a comedy special. What is a comedy special called?
Breath of Fresh Air.
Didn't he just release it on YouTube?
Yeah, release it for free. The promo for it was too hot for Netflix, too hardcore for fucking HBO, whatever it was, right? It was
too hacky to get picked up by any.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't the best marketing, like just in general, like and the materials, you know, I guess the promo picture was DiPaolo flipping off a bunch of Black Lives Matter protesters.
And Black Lives Matter, a Me Too lady.
It was just the Me Too hashtag, which I thought was hysterical. He's just flipping off the hashtag.
Yeah. Which, yeah. Look, I mean, it's...
Oh, she's holding it, I guess, the hat lady. That looks like me. Is that me? I've never been to a protest in my life. I don't like standing for too long.
So,
I don't want to get varicose veins.
You know, and so go back to the picture. So the backlash comes from... The gentleman to the far right, the black guy with the Black Lives Matter t-shirt, is a guy. What's his name? It's hard to say. It's a lot of consonants in a row.
I remember reading about that guy, though, when he was killed. It was, like, pretty tragic.
Yeah, he was killed by, like, he got mugged or whatever. He got just, like, randomly riding his bike down the street and some fucking dude shot him.
Yeah.
So, look, no matter how you feel about the political side of it, you know, it's fucking...
It's a little insensitive.
What DiPaolo's trying to do there is he's just trying to say, hey, look, this is a fucking edgy thing. Fuck off, Black Lives Matter. And take that angle. I get it. I mean, if you look at the intro for my special, you know, I animate me going and snapping a protester's neck. Now, if it was somebody specific... that had been killed and had lost their life in that thing, I would understand that there being sort of a backlash. But I think you kind of articulated it best, Katie. If you have time to care about this, you don't have anything going on in your life. He came out, he apologized too. I guess Sachi Azura, who's I think she does comedy sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But she's like a producer and a comedian. I've had my own issues with Sachi in the past.
But Sachi's my friend.
Yeah, she's cool. That's fine. Yeah. She just doesn't like what I do, ultimately. That's the reality. it's not an issue. So, but she's the one who tweeted out, she mm-hmm. grabbed the picture and tweeted, just so you know, this is the guy who, this guy died or whatever. And then DePaul actually apologized. He was like, yeah, sorry, I didn't know. I was like, I just grabbed stock photos. Yeah. Which, look, you know, you have to sort of, when you're doing something like that, you should sort of do your due diligence. But it's also something where it's like, it's just not that big of a deal. I believe him when he said, I don't believe that he was specifically looking to say fuck you to those individual people. It's just sort of a little bit of a faux pas. But it's not anything that I think people should be losing any sleep over, especially because it's not like he's standing his ground and going, yeah, well, fuck you and fuck that guy, too. Even then, I wouldn't understand backlash because get a fucking life. But
I mean, it is like a marketing ploy to like, I think, be like, oh, this is for these people who want to like rage against like the ultra liberal left, yeah. You know, and then people see that and they're like, oh, I want to watch this special. So it's like, whatever. It's just as much of a marketing ploy as like a lot of other things.
Of course.
But it is hysterical for him to be like flipping off and then immediately apologizing because he didn't look into it. I mean, that's funny.
Yeah, in a weird way, I don't know if I would have apologized to Sachi. That was a weird thing. So
he apologized to her.
Specifically, is like, he quoted her and then he apologized specifically. Like, and it was just mm-hmm. like, yeah, I did not know that as I found it online. And Stock Photo is looking to change it as we speak. My apologies. So, yeah. So the guy's name was Moo.
Don't try to say it, Lewis.
I know, I
you're
got
just
it.
Gonna
Shut
embarrass
up.
Yourself.
Come on. Muhyiddin Moy was shot and killed last year. But, yeah, sure, use him as a prop in your shitty Photoshop job to demonstrate how edgy and brave you are.
It would be funny if everyone was killed. It would be really funny if he just changed
chose
it to
all dead people.
Like the one woman who was like run over in Charleston.
Yeah.
That should have been the cover, him behind the wheel of that car.
Yeah, it's like if you're
out
be,
the window flipping off.
He would really get some, I mean, he would really get some fans for that. There's fucking psycho, all these like radicalized people I'm sure would love it.
But it's like all the people that are kind of like freaking out, they're not going to be fans of DiPaolo anyway. So here's the thing. This is... just troll culture in general. It's all a net positive. There's not really any negative side, especially if you're DiPaolo who does your own thing and you don't really have a boss. He doesn't work for SiriusXM anymore. Just puts his stuff out independently. He's got a pretty large fan base, so he can do that. You know, it's anybody who doesn't like you, you're just pushing them to the side. They're in the same, there's a line. There's fans and people who are a part of this collective and people that are helping you out and people that are paying for your stuff and going to your shows. And then there's everybody else. And to be honest with you, the people that don't like you are probably one step closer to becoming a fan than the people that don't know you, because it's hard to get out to, you know, a massive amount of people, right? It's really hard to get out to people that, if they're not comedy fans, how do you run into a non-comedy fan? It's a crazy thing. Like, how do you get somebody who isn't looking for comedy podcasts, isn't part of this whole bigger thing? How do you convert them? I know personally, I have people start out hating me. And then I turn them into fans over time because I just wear them down.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Yeah. I'm not a fan, but you know, I don't hate you anymore.
Like, eventually I'll show up in the same room as you, and it's okay. So it's not really, it doesn't really matter. When you get people that don't like your shit, you're just going, cool, they're just no's. It's yeses and no's. It's sales, right? You break everything down to really simplify everything. You're getting yeses. People are going, cool, I will buy you. I will buy your content. I will buy you as a comedian. I'm now in the fan category where I'm going to spend money or I'm going to click on your stuff. It's all quantifiable. All of that stuff has real value. And then everybody else is a no. And the way salesmen work is we don't go, oh man, that no. If it could have only been a yes, you just understand it's just another person out of the way and it's all ratio. So how can you get more of a massive ratio to become a fan of you, right? So I think that for him, he'll probably, this is all a net positive for him. Any of the negative backlash, like that people are freaking out about, you understand all you're doing is you're kicking up dust to get people to discover him. People, by the way, a lot of his fan base and a lot of right-wing people, they literally like, yeah, fuck the Black Lives Matter guys. I don't give a shit if he was killed. He also wasn't killed defending Black Lives Matter. Like, that's the other, it's sort of a weird thing because you go, it's like, well, no, he's a Black Lives Matter protester. He was killed in a separate thing that has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. It's, you know, I'm not even going like, oh my God, I don't look at it as being that much worse than him flipping off any of the other people that are pushing toward change or whatever.
Yeah,
you
we should do
it.
A background check on all those people in there, just make sure they're okay.
Maybe.
You know?
Who knows?
Just and also like dig up something about
are
them.
You worried that Nick DiPaolo is magic?
Yeah. Well, I'm worried that maybe, you know, somebody else in the crowd, maybe they had like a bad experience once.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
It could be taken too far.
Possibly.
The special is really funny, by the way.
I didn't watch all of it. I watched a handful of it. I watched a couple bits.
I really liked it.
He's great. DiPaolo, you wouldn't watch it?
Nah, I don't care.
About anybody's specials or just...
I like specials. I just don't really care about Nick DiPaolo.
Right.
He's fine. Yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
DiPaolo's, he's a great comic. I've known DiPaolo a long time. He's a killer. And, he's just, he's 50. He's a 50-year-old Italian guy from Long Island. Like, I say the same thing about, like, Cumia. People are like, dude, you know, how does he have these, like, what do you think is out there? What do you think, those guys represent the average opinion of these people. And to be honest with you, you know, half the country is right wing.
It's more than half, dude.
You know? Yeah, it's more than half at this point. So,
The one.
I don't care about the political angle.
One backlash tweet really stuck in my craw. It made me, like, sick. Somebody tweeted the DiPaolo thing and they're like, this is why nobody over 40 should do stand-up.
Whoa.
Oh.
And all I thought was, yeah, because if there's one thing about stand-up, you're better at it when you're new to it. Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about this last night. It was like, you know, everyone is so woke now, except when it comes to ageism, which is why I like to announce my age. I mean, it's like people are like, old people fucking suck. Yeah, and you're like, wait, I thought we were like super woke now. But except for when it comes to like ageism.
Yeah, show me some of the tweets that were against DiPaolo. I guess a lot of comics were coming out specifically, huh?
Man, I wish I had tweeted something. That would have been really great if I'm sitting here and looking at my own tweet. That's like, old white men, I can't stand it.
Nick DiPaolo releasing a comedy CD. This is from Jensen Karp. I don't know who this is.
It's not a CD.
Releasing a comedy CD about how being offended is stupid, then doing something so stupid and offensive that he apologizes to people is quite a look.
In Nick's defense, they told him it was a CD. That's why he released it.
Yeah. And also, Nick's defense, he thinks that all black people look alike. So he had no idea.
He
thought
can't
that
tell.
That was he thought that was
he
Kanye.
Can't tell.
Yeah, he had no idea. Kathy Humes says made up some alt options for Nick DiPaolo special, and Nick DiPaolo, am I relevant yet? She changed the title. I get it. Anybody that we know, Harrington, instead of just random fucking.
I know Kathy Humes. Shout out. She's got a good haircut. I like her.
Yeah, I don't know any of these people. Do anybody that I know? Andy Jewett? Don't know, but I love
Tom
the last
Takar
name.
Tom Takar had a funny one where somebody photoshopped him in it. It was pretty hilarious.
What was it?
Tom Takar had somebody had photoshopped him in it with like his fake gun in his mouth. It was pretty funny.
That's cool.
Well, there's. Yeah. I mean, for any of the comics that are offended by it, there's a meeting tonight at the Creek in the Cave, and if you put your name in the bucket and then they pick it out, you get 4 whole minutes to talk about how upset you are.
Yeah, yeah. You can do a group therapy.
So yeah.
Oh yeah. See, it says my dad is dead.
Yeah, I mean, where do your lists of priorities lie in life if you are up in arms about this? If you're legitimately mad about it, I just don't. That's the thing that I don't understand. Just about any. Forget just social justice culture, but anytime people get fucking legitimately passionate about something like this, especially something so small, something so like it's such a minute little thing. It's not a real thing, you know? Yeah, I mean, whatever. We could talk in circles about this and we won't. We'll move on here in a second. But yeah, it sucks. Sucks. You know, I guess maybe it doesn't. You know, I'm kind of being a hypocrite here because DiPaolo, more people know who he is now than knew who he was 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's what they say. All press is good press, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. And those people, anybody who is up in arms, anybody who's like, oh, fuck Nick DiPaolo, it's going to be really difficult to get them into the yes column to begin with. They're probably never going to get there. They're, you know, an older white guy, you know, doing, you know, what would some people consider right-wing comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, Yeah, they're never going to become fans of his, as it is. So what does it really fucking matter? But all the new people that are reading about this on blogs and you sort of have all of this rage kicked up around it, they go, ah, you know what? I like that guy. That's different. Not many people are doing that. Not many people are taking that angle on it. So overall, no, I don't feel bad for Nick DiPaolo. Good for Nick DiPaolo. That's what I'll say. You know what? Fuck it. Good for Nick DiPaolo. Real ass dude of the week. I'll give it to him. Fuck it.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Actually, I don't know. I should take it away from him. He did apologize. Technically,
he apologized.
You can't apologize and be real. You gotta take it away. Can you play it in reverse, Shannon? I need you to get that track in reverse and fast forward it to like a 6-second thing. Okay? When we want to take away the real.
God, I hope there's hidden messages when you play it backwards.
Yeah.
But is it like? I mean, do you think it's important if you see something that you feel like is a civil rights issue to just like tweet about it? I mean, like, it's not like people are so furious. They're just, like, tweeting about something that's, like, topical and relevant. And people are doing that about stuff anyway.
Yes, sort of. I mean, look, it just doesn't... Yeah, I guess if you have an opinion on it and you tweet about it, it doesn't really matter. I just think it's a little bit... You know, people like to just jump onto things and whatever the flavor of the week is. And they like to... I think they get themselves more worked up. It's like when a Puerto Rican kid goes to get into a fight in the street, he has to, like... You know, work himself up. He's like, what'd you say? And he's like, you know, even if he's not really angry, he'll make himself more and more angry. That's what I feel like that culture does. They're not that really angry in a second. And then they start tweeting. And then another person goes, fuck you, you fucking idiot. And then I've been there before. I get into dumb Twitter arguments all the time. I start talking about stuff. So it's not simply just going, hey, here's my tweet, and then walking away from it. I think most people, they start to get into these back and forth things. And you have sort of a culture of just like.
It's almost like people like want to participate in this culture of creativity. But they are like blocked somehow creatively. And so the like rage is just like an outlet for like getting attention.
Yeah, not necessarily create. I agree with you completely, but not necessarily creativity, but just that instinct of like, I need to feel important. I need to feel like I'm a part of something, or I need to, you know, it's very, you know, Freudian and psychological
that's
world.
That's like the irony of like the social justice warrior, where it's like you're kind of taking the teeth out of the work by making it about you.
Yeah, that's
not
really
saying that's what happened in this instance. Again, because Saatchi's my friend. I think she's probably just tweeting like a thought that she had.
I think specifically that's what happened with Saatchi. I think Saatchi, and this isn't one specific thing. Saatchi jumps on these things. I had an issue with her because of Roast Battle. She was saying how it's bad for women and minorities.
Oh, I remember that.
And we got into a back and forth, and I wasn't being shitty about it. I was just saying, you're wrong. It's actually really good for chicks, and it's really good for minorities.
It's really good for chicks. It's good for broads. Fucking broads.
yeah, but it really is. And, you know, look, I'm not
going to... I had a good time doing the
Roast
Battles.
You had a great time doing it.
I really enjoyed it. It's very empowering for me. That's why I did it.
I know, and your profile was raised. It's an exercise in writing. You challenge yourself in a way. You're beating fucking dudes. You're just dominating dudes in front of sometimes hundreds of thousands of people these videos get. In what sense is it to sit back and go like, yeah, no, that should be torn down because in my opinion, you know, the odds are women are hearing mean words and that's not good for this culture. You're like, what are you talking about? Actually, it's probably better. Women should develop a thicker skin. They should be able to sit there in a fucking room with a bunch of dudes and be able to be the alpha and the person who dominates the conversation. Women sit back too often and are complacent. You see it all the time.
Yeah, lean in.
At comedy clubs.
Read that book.
What
Lean In.
Is that what it is? Is that what it's about?
No, I didn't read it, but that's what I assume it's about. I think it's about leaning forward and, you know, getting in there, right? You read it, right?
I agree. No. So, Saatchi, you know, she finds herself in the middle of these things and trying to kick up dust, and she gets, you know, she's never had 13,000 likes on a fucking tweet, just a thought, like a thought about ice cream or the fucking weather. No, it's not a way to feel like you're the shit. You know, she gets 5,000 retweets. She's, you know, it's, you know, if, but I'm sure from that perspective, you know, she's doing a lot of good for the world. And I'm sure from that perspective, you know, she's sort of creating some sort of awareness that helps the world in a positive way. I don't think it's disingenuous necessarily.
If somebody thinks something, they tweet it, they don't have control over whether it gets a ton of retweets, you know?
Yeah, but isn't that the goal of any tweet?
It's the goal of any tweet, of course. Yeah, that's why you're tweeting. Everyone, you can sit there and go like, oh, I just want to share my ideas for the world, and I don't care if anybody retweets it. Shut up.
Right, right.
Everyone that's is true. Trying to have their idea, their joke, whatever it is, go somewhat viral. And, you know, whatever. I'm not going to spend my time shitting on her because I don't know her motives, but, you know, there's been a few times where she's kind of kicked up dust on things, and, you know, she seems to take that role.
I kind of want to do an album cover now that's just me flipping off all murdered people. JFK, JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, JonBenet.
You should have Bobby Photoshop that now. But it should just be like all like real victims. Like, yeah. Let's take a moment and talk about Blue Chew, Zakamiko.
Yes.
Oh my God, dude. I've been fucking with Blue Chew and this is it. I don't even do it anymore. I love it. It makes my dick hard and erect and passionate and fucking full.
I know.
Doggy, let me tell you something, man. Remember how much I barely filled your mouth? Before the shows?
Yeah, now I can barely talk.
I know, now exactly. We used to actually do the show with my penis in Zach's mouth.
I actually need you to put it in my butt just to give my mouth a break.
Exactly, okay? Blue Chew gives you a hard penis. It's a chewable pill, same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, so you know this stuff works. And the best part of all is you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to have a weird conversation. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. You do it all online. You get your prescription right online. You do a questionnaire. They send it right to your door in discreet packaging. It's a super easy process, and I'm not bullshitty about this. Anybody in my real life will tell you I love fucking around with Blue Chew. I love it, okay? It gives me the best sex I've ever had in my entire life. I've never felt more like a man than when I take a Blue Chew before I bang my chick, okay? So if you go right now to BlueChew.com, we're going to give you a free trial of Blue Chew. Absolutely fucking free. This is craziness, okay? When you use the promo code RAP at BlueChew.com, you get a free trial of Blue Chew. Remember, it's the promo code RAP. All you have to do is pay $5 shipping. They come right to your door. Have the biggest, hardest cock you've ever had in your entire life. BlueChew.com, promo code RAP for free. All right, where were we? Let's, really quick, let's talk about this. Are you a Game of Thrones fan, Katie?
Yes, I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
People are freaking out about the Starbucks cup.
What, with the last episode?
There was a Starbucks cup.
Starbucks cup. Yeah. I know. I wish I would have fucking seen it. I'm too like caught up in the action. I saw somebody did something hysterical on Twitter where they had the cup and it had like all of Khaleesi's names on it.
Oh, hilarious.
It was great.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like mistakes. It humanizes the show. It humanizes the experience. It you know, especially if you work in the business, you see something like that. You're like, apparently they digitally removed it for the on demand. But I would have just kept it.
Whoever was the continuity person, they probably got thousands and thousands of dollars just to make sure that. But, you know, they also made like six films in like 2 years. They were shooting constantly, I'm sure.
Well, the amount of people that are involved. And here's the thing that sucks. The week before it was that big battle scene and it was so dark. And they were getting so much shit. They were getting so much shit about how dark it was. It was hard to see. Everybody was shitting on them.
I didn't even notice that. I was so like taken by the battle, but I was getting like pissed about everyone talking about how Lady Mormont was like a plot hole because it was just like so it was like so out of line with the world where there's like all this brutality and rape. And they're like, well, you know, I guess we're just like letting this little girl like do whatever. Yeesh. Shane Gillis was talking about it. I was like, I'm mad at him now.
Wait, why? Hold on. I don't understand how that's an issue.
He was like, I hate that they would let this little girl be this like position of power when it's like there's all this like brutality and rape. It's like it's totally unrealistic.
Oh, somebody would have just cut this little girl's head off and raped her.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. There's like zombies. There's like a magic woman.
Yeah.
The show isn't like a fucking nonfiction, you know? It's not like a bio.
That never took me out of the show. It never
did. I liked Lady Mormont.
I liked her too. I had no problem with it. It is a weird show. There's a fucking giant and flying dragons and White Walkers. And in this world, because I also look at the world of Game of Thrones as sort of like, I treat it almost like it's a real world. It's like whatever that culture is there, where she's from, that's what happened, right?
She's probably like the only one who can read on like the whole farm.
Yeah, and I'm sure she has people that are protecting her, and she's the last of her bloodline, and that's the way it is.
In defense of that, you know, I can't imagine a culture that was all rape and brutality having a woman. Cleopatra.
Yeah, well, I was also going to say plenty of times where there have been fucking 10-year-olds that have become kings because they're the person in the bloodline and the king dies and that's the person. No, is that kid, is that 10-year-old kid coming in and going like, all right, off with their head? No, I don't think so.
They let King Tut run shit and he was a retard with a club foot.
Yeah, and he was little too. He died when he was like 19.
Yeah, I think that, I don't think that's that crazy. I don't think it's that far off. Has there ever been a time in history where there has been a young child queen that, you know, was... And also, we don't know the backstory there. We don't know the plots that were against Lady Mormont. We don't know. There's all of this. You can create a whole other show about Lady Mormont and the fucking world that she lives in and how many people are probably trying to take her life and how many, you know, she has a fucking, what do they call it?
Just hand of the king.
The hand. She's got, you know, her own hand that protects her. You don't know what the fuck's going on there. That's a stupid, you're looking for plot holes if
there
that's the issue.
There were a lot of plot holes. I love that episode. But I mean, one of the plot holes I felt like was so, like really took me out of it was you would see people just surrounded by White Walkers. Then it would cut to the B plot and then they would come back and they would just be like fighting them in a line.
Yes, you're right. There was issues with that, with continuity. There was issues where, you're right, I remember specifically that battle episode.
Like Brienne.
They cut back and it was like, it felt like it would have been hours and then they cut back and it's the exact same scene happening. But overall, I mean, look, dude, it's the greatest show of all time. You can't hate on it. And let's see, the youngest king was Henry the Sixth, sorry, who was 8 months and 26 days old. Wow. At the time, he was 8 months old. The youngest queen was Isabella of Valois, second wife to Richard the Second, age 6 years and 11 months, 25 days when she became queen in 1396.
Booyah.
She's tight.
Was Richard the Second married to her then?
Yeah, that's how she became queen. He married her when she was six. When you were back in the day, when you were king, you were fucking king, nigga. You could do what you wanted. Nobody. What were you gonna do? Who was coming to take him away?
Oh, I read a great book. It was called Insane Kings of the Middle Ages or something. And it was all these stories of how, like, because of the bloodline and because people are so fucking inbred, they would just do insane shit.
Yeah, they're
like
all crazy
one guy
people.
Like just took all of his brothers, put them in like a tiny room, and just like left them in there for like years, and they had like no toilet or anything. People would do like the most, like skinning people and like eating their skin, all this fucking crazy
shit.
Yeah,
all wacky fucking. And you have unchecked power.
Because you're like the only literate person in a huge society. Everyone's like, okay.
Doggy, I come into Gas Digital and I almost make Harrington eat his own skin twice a week. Twice a week. And this is just a studio. Imagine I had any real power. Do you know how brutal of a fucking king I would be?
Yeah. You'd probably be like Harvey Weinstein.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'd be like fucking Richard II. I'd have a couple 6-year-old wives.
There's three. They add up to 18. I make them stand on each other's shoulders.
It's fucked up. You know, but that was, you know, that's the way it is. So for, you know, people are looking for whatever. I had no problem with Lady Mormont. The show itself is awesome. I think they should have just kept it in. They should have kept the little mistake in. It would have been a little bit of a fucking like, oh shit, you saw that. What are some other mistakes in big movies, right? You see like...
Star Wars has a ton. One of the stormtroopers hits his head.
Yeah, and then they edited it in sound effects. Specifically with the stormtrooper hitting in their head, instead of editing out, they could have easily edited it out, but instead they said, let's just fucking make fun of this, and then they edited in the sound of him hitting his head in the scene.
My favorite is Back to the Future 3.
What's that? What was
okay,
the scene?
Do you remember, have you seen Back to the Future 3?
Of course.
Yes.
So you remember when
in the theaters,
when Doc comes back and he's got a family?
Yeah.
He's on the train.
Yeah.
He's got two sons, and the littler of the two sons I think Doc's talking. He takes his hand and just pokes himself in the head of the dick. What? He's probably telling his mom off camera that he has to pee.
That's really funny.
But just in the shot, he just starts, he's smiling and touching the head of his cock very slowly.
Pull that up. Can you get that scene?
It's really great.
The Godfather, isn't there like a shot in The Godfather that's like a big mistake as well?
I'm sure.
Let's say go.
Yeah, this the little one.
Right where it's, I'm covering it. Pull me out of the thing so we can see it.
Both of you.
I mean, I can't see it. Now you're just showing me. There we go.
Yeah, see? he does the come hither.
Your future. That's funny. Whatever you make it.
Come here.
This scene always kind of freaked me out because it's like he goes back in time, but then he gets a way younger woman. It's like, ugh, gross.
Whatever, Katie. This is what we want. Men want a nice young woman. Okay, what is the issue with that? I'm sorry that you're having an issue with growing to an old hag. Gross. All right,
we don't know. He didn't go back in time, and he was like teaching at a college.
She's yeah, that's true. She's technically an older woman.
She's a fucking hag. If I was Doc, if I had the power to time travel, are you kidding me? First of all, I had the best dream I've ever had in my entire life last night. The best dream.
Okay.
I know it's never a good story, and this is probably not a good story either. Nobody ever says, I had the greatest dream ever. Let me tell you about it. And it's good. It's always fucking horrible, right? But all I know is I time traveled in my dream. I don't remember all the details. It was just I went into like a room because the world was about to end and felt like 5 minutes. Then I came out. It was 22 years later, and I was in what was post-apocalyptic rebuilt society. So it was like, cool. It was fucking really fucking detailed cool, and really cool. It fucked me up. I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I want to go back. And I was the same age I was the same age and everyone else had aged. It was fucking nuts. And then I woke up, my fucking son screams for me from his bed for some reason. I need to go and carry him out of his bed every morning. So I tried, Dad, and it took me out of my fucking sleep. And then I hit him.
Apocalypse dreams. I had my dreams analyzed once for a experimental theater piece that I did in college. And apocalypse dreams mean that you're it's like a very highly creative person.
Ooh.
You're ready to like burn everything down and rebuild.
What?
That's yes.
Me. That's so me.
That's so you, dude.
That is really
you're
me.
You're like a phoenix. You're like really cool.
Rising from the ashes. Yeah, I have apocalypse dreams often, actually.
I do, too.
After 9/11, I started having dreams of the sky falling regularly.
Like lots of dreams of buildings falling.
Buildings falling on top of me after 9/11. That was like a regular recurring dream that I have.
Yeah, 9/11's really, it's really interesting how it's like seeped into the collective unconscious, the collective subconscious.
9/11, like, it's bizarre. It almost seems like a dream, like it didn't happen. Like, were you here during 9/11?
No.
Where were you?
I lived in Indiana. But in my, I had a podcast called Apocalypse, and we did, it was like all an analysis of different scenarios. But one thing that we uncovered is ever since 9/11, the amount of zombie movies have increased by like 100%. And that's like one thing we like talked about it, how that's like one way it's expressed in like the collective unconscious, really? Like our collective storytelling zombie movies. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that. Cause zombie movies were really, really big in the 70s.
In the 70s.
That was like
a
huge thing. Yeah. And I almost felt like it was like nostalgia culture seeped back into us.
Well, in 2001, that's when they had the, 28 Days Later. And it was actually shot before 9/11, but it was released like just after.
Was it?
And, and that was when it like, who's got super popular. I was a huge fan.
Well, because they also changed. They did one key thing in that movie.
They
made him run.
Yeah.
We had never seen. Anytime you thought of a zombie, it was a.
And they weren't dead.
Yeah, creepy, crawly, coming after you.
Yeah, the Romero.
It was a rage virus.
Dude, that shit was terrifying. The way they shot it was those fast shots. It was fucking. It was a cool movie. I remember that movie seeing it in the theaters and being like, this is fucking cool. And it was terrifying.
Terrifying.
So scary.
Well, the concept of a zombie comes from. Remember that, that movie that was. A few years ago, it was Will Smith and it was like all vampires.
I never read the book, and I heard the book is 100 times better than the movie, but I also love that movie.
It was a great movie. The book was what inspired the first, Night of the Living Dead.
Really? Mm-hmm. So that was pre Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, that book was like, I think, in the 50s, Night of the Living Dead. And
they're
more was like a little
they were
later.
Like vampires in the book, right?
They're vampires.
Did you read the book?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I think there's, I read like the first chapter.
Vincent Price did a movie of it called The Omega Man.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to watch
That's
that.
That's a great movie.
We should watch that on your show. That'd be a fun one. Yeah, that movie kind of gets me, like the scene where he has to kill his dog.
You know what's fucked up about that?
And yeah. Like that scene, like, you know. And it probably wouldn't get me now because I have a kid, because I don't understand I don't understand like man to woman love.
Dude, do you know how fucking old you feel when you watch that movie now? He's in Tower Records.
Oh, that's funny.
What? When did that movie come out?
He can only way watch... after Tower Records was closed.
Yeah, and he can only he watched Shrek over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then yeah, this scene where he kills his dog, and he's listening to "Don't Worry, Boo Doo 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 Doo" about a thing. So that song makes me sad now when I hear it. Even though it's the song that's like supposed to make you happy, yeah. So you don't have to worry about anything. I get upset. Look at him. His dog was bit by these fucking vampire things now. And it's his only friend. Everyone in the world is fucking dead. His only friend.
I saw this in the
he's
theater.
Had this fucking dog. Oh, it's getting me now. What, Harrington?
His wife and daughter gave him the dog right before their helicopter crash.
Oh, wow.
Helicopter crash. That's scary. Remember that helicopter that went down in the East River last year?
There he is. He's singing to it. Oh, he loves his dog. He loves his poop. Yeah. Now, the reality is, if he choked that dog, the dog would probably shit all over his leg. Just an FYI. If you kill your dog that way, he's going to shit all over your leg. You're going to do not do it if you're wearing nice pants. His hair's coming out. Look. Reminds me of when I was 19. Can we get up in the morning? There it is. Oh, look.
Oh.
There he is. Look.
I don't even remember this.
You don't remember the scene?
I saw this movie so long. I saw it in the theater. What happened? So did the dog get like radiation?
He protected him.
Oh.
And the dog got the dog bit got by bit the by fucking, the by zombie dogs, actually.
Oh, that's right.
And he rear naked chokes this fucking dog. First time MMA ever in a movie that I noticed. That dog's hardcore. He could have just tapped. You see a paw come up?
Yeah.
Yeah, this scene got me. This was the time when, you know, when did this movie come out? Probably 2002, 2003?
No, it was a little bit later. I saw this when I was in college, I remember, in the theater. 2006 or something, I think.
2007. Yeah, that was substantially before I had a child. And that was it. You'd see, I remember during the movie Independence Day. You know, we watched Earth be destroyed. Like, half of Earth is gone. You know, people are just being, cities are being blown up. Fucking people are dying left and right. And there's a scene where the fireball's coming down the tunnel.
Yeah.
And the dog just barely jumps out of the way of the fireball.
That's a good scene.
And the whole theater, losing their fucking minds. Like, everyone's standing on their chairs hooting and hollering. And you're like, dude, we just watched so many babies die. So many babies were just killed in that scene. Here we go.
Wow, it looks so fake when you watch it now.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
Meanwhile, Harvey Fierstein is a gay skeleton right now. Hello, Ma!
I love that. I love in that movie where the white lady's standing on top of the...
It's me, Tim Dillon from the past!
Where the lady's standing on top of the skyscraper and the aliens just blast it. Take me with you! And then she just gets blasted. Yeah. I'm a vegan!
I really don't... I was watching something the other day. It was the Ted Bundy movie, and she
loved it.
It was really good. The girl is, you know, she's just so hung up on this guy.
Oh, the girl who was like sitting in the back, like stalking him at the trial.
No. His fiance with the kid.
Oh yeah.
But I'm going like, once you have a kid, the idea that anybody would like kill themselves over losing a lover or like breaking up or, it's just sort of like the love you have for a fucking child, it dwarfs every other feeling, any other hate, any other fucking anything. There's nothing in the world that comes close. So it's kind of weird to me when I see, like, you know, in a movie, these people that broke up and she's just like, I just can't, the way he makes me feel when it's good. You're like, what is wrong with you? You have a child. What the fuck is wrong with you, crazy bitch? Katie, do you want children?
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I used to teach preschool. I think I really like kids, but I'll babysit like from time to time just to remind myself how much fucking work it is.
Yeah.
And every time I do, I'm like, I'm good for like 2 hours. And I'm like, okay, like, let's all fucking lay down, you know?
It's not even work. Can I tell you why? Because there is the work of it, which is, you know, changing diapers and making food and, you know, playing with them and giving them attention and, you know, teaching them and all that other shit, right? But the other side of it is you don't love this child.
Right.
So there's no emotional investment toward any of those actions. And you don't have that same type of fear. When people talk about how hard it is to be a parent, they don't express to you the fear of loss. Maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know. But I think this
that's true. That's what they say. Like the greatest loss you can go through is either child losing a parent or a parent losing a child. I think it would probably be the like worse if you were a parent losing a child because you feel like so responsible.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would kill myself. That's it. If I lost my son, I would kill myself. I would jump in front of a train the minute after it happened. There's no doubt about it. There's terrible. No fucking way. Kim had
and usually you can't blame yourself for your parents' death.
Right. Yeah. Right. I told
my dad he wasn't allowed to have grapes.
Your dad has a grape allergy, yet he still loves them.
Yeah. Kim, I guess, had a dream that James fell out the window recently. And she was like, yeah, and in the dream, like, it was so realistic.
A lot of
like,
dream talk on this podcast.
Yeah, where it's a dream podcast. That's actually the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't know that? I guess he fell out the window in her dream, and she was like, it was so graphic. She was like, and then I tried to jump out the window afterwards, and she was holding me back. And I was like, if my child died, don't hold me back. That's it. If your child dies, I could not imagine what it would be like. Zach lost his cat. I mocked him publicly. He was devastated.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
It was a fucking cat.
What happened to the cat? It was just
a long time ago. Yeah, it was 20.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, it was time for
it. By the way, you realize on Broad Topics this week, Kim's going, I had a dream. I got the place to myself.
Yeah, dude.
What floor do you live on?
Fourth.
Yeah, it would be hard to survive a fall from the fourth floor.
No, yeah, he's done. He's done.
Eric Clapton, I was like researching that his kid's death. They were like on the 50th floor and the maid left the maid was the one who left the fucking like window doors open and the kid just whoop, went out.
How old was the kid?
4.
Jesus Christ.
He just was like playing and just like fell out the damn window. You know, and that's so
left,
fucked up.
The maid left it open.
That's what they claim. Who knows?
Jesus.
Who knows
what happened? At that cute little kid.
I know. Chili bowl. And Eric Clapton was not a good dad. He was an asshole.
Was he?
Yes, because he was like estranged from the mom. That's what I read on the internet.
But was Eric Clapton's maid or no?
It was the wife's or the
so she was fucking collecting
maid.
Some cash.
No, it was
the girlfriend's maid who left the window open.
So the kid was over. Oh, I get it. The kid was over at Eric Clapton's place.
No. At the he wasn't even like in town.
He wasn't even in
town.
So
he was with the mom.
The kid was with his mom, who I don't know if she was married to Eric Clapton. I don't think she was. Eric Clapton like wasn't even in the city. It was here. It was like on 57th Street, or maybe that was the floor that he fell out of. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Can you pull up like a news story about it or something? Okay, what are you saying, Harrington?
Eric Clapton was in town. He had taken his son to the circus the night before, dropped him off with the girlfriend, and apparently the cleaning lady opened the window and he just darted past her before she was able to close it. And he was like chasing a ball out the window.
Oh, fuck, my intel is fucked up.
Yeah.
Did he get the ball?
Yeah. Quarter of the way down. He would have been a star.
Imagine living in a place where your window, you just open it like a door. Someone could just fall out. That doesn't seem safe.
Yeah. Wow. That story fucked you up. 4 years old, it's like...
It's very brutal.
Yeah, that's when they're starting to be their cutest. That's when they start to develop personality traits. Like a one-year-old, yeah, it sucks. But it's not, you know, you don't know that kid.
They don't have when I was teaching, that was the age I taught, and they were very cute. I had a student who had an imaginary friend that was his penis. He named his penis David, and he would talk to
him. I named mine Goliath. What up? Shannon, what the fuck? Thank you.
That was great. That's really fun.
Yeah, it was a great joke. That's what I do. So what happened with this guy who attacked a woman and her baby? Because we're talking about baby death right now. Now we're really getting into the meat and potatoes of the show. What happened with this story? And there's video of this, apparently. Atlantic City, New Jersey, crazy homeless guy naked.
Oh, God.
Okay, naked, comes up to a woman with her 9-month-old baby in a stroller and starts grabbing the baby and violently slamming the baby down.
Oh, God. What time of day was this? It was just like daylight or
beer o'clock?
Yeah, I was going to say, there is no time in Atlantic City.
That happened to me once when I was a baby. My mom was driving in Indianapolis on the east side where I used to live, and a guy got in the car and was like holding me in the back.
No.
And my mom had to like go and drop. He just like wanted a ride. My mom gave him like the stuff in her handbag, and then he just got out of the car. My mom was like scared to death, you know. She had me when she was like young. She was like 25 or something.
And so, he held you in her fucking arms.
I was in the car seat, but he basically like had his hands like on top of me, like, you know, drive me. You like take me where I want to go. Give me the stuff in your handbag.
That man went on to invent Uber.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so crazy.
My mom is like a crazy person. She's like, lock the doors.
Yeah.
You got to lock the doors.
It's not a crazy person. Her baby was almost killed by a stranger. I completely get that.
Yeah.
That's completely justified. I have that fear all the time. I feel, you know, people pick and choose their victims, though, but I have that fear. I'll be walking down the street with my son, and it's a crazy person will come and attack.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do? You know, what do you do in that moment where a guy gets in the back seat, you're a baby in the car, your mom, she doesn't have the ability to defend herself at all. So that's like, but even as a guy, you're going like, this guy could just pull out a gun and shoot my baby. So I just, do I bow down and do what they want to do? Do I fight? Do I protect? Like, you don't know what the right answer is. And if it doesn't go right.
Yeah.
You know, you're never going to get over that. You're never going to get over the fact that your child was hurt in some fucking way. That's fucking, ugh. I can't even do that. That's the only thing that makes me sad at all is children being hurt in any way. Anything else, you could literally drag in a homeless adult right now. By the way, not even like an adult, 16, 17 even, okay? Drag him in, beat him before my very eyes. I won't say a goddamn word. It wouldn't bother me. Wouldn't bat an eye at it. Don't really give a shit. But a fucking child.
Oof. I would say a word. I'd say, stop!
You would. You and Sachi Zer be tweeting about it. Yeah, I know.
I would
Gas
tweet about it.
Kills homeless to prove point.
Yeah. So what happened? Do we have the video of this guy attacking?
Oh, somebody had a video. Oh, this is surveillance.
This is surveillance video?
Oh, God. I don't know if I can watch this.
I'm not sure where the
video is. Can you also bring up Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
So this is a crazy person. Oh, my God.
A scramble to stop a naked man from attacking a 9-month-old boy.
Somebody get him!
The chaotic scene caught on camera around 9:30 last night in the 1300 block of Caspian Avenue in Atlantic City. Police say 28-year-old Stefan Whitfield was under the influence of drugs when he approached a woman pushing her baby in a stroller. According to court records, Whitfield picked up the little boy and slammed him against that same stroller.
Thank God he didn't slam him on
the fucking... He thought he scored a touchdown.
Shows another man then kicking and punching the suspect. Court records say the baby was taken to the hospital with scratch-like marks, a bruised
and swollen
face and mouth, and at least one of his teeth displaced. Whitfield, clearly banged up in this jail photo, was arrested at the scene.
It's like he's winking.
Police say the attack on the baby appears to have been random. Before the assault, authorities say...
Can somebody hit him with a basketball? What a hood reaction. Hit him with the basketball, yo!
Car ...and steal his money. Whitfield is charged with numerous offenses.
He's trying to steal the baby's money.
Aggravated assault and child endangerment.
Yeah, dude. I mean, she's lucky he didn't fucking spike that baby on the ground.
Yeah, police suspect horrible. It was a random attack. No shit. You think he didn't have beef with the baby before that?
Yeah.
Police think it was gang related.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That shit's
it's fucked up.
By the way, that's just Atlantic City the second you walk off the boardwalk.
Yeah, Atlantic City is crazy. When you're terrifying. Driving to go down there, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I do shows in Atlantic City, and it is fucking almost not worth it.
It's like leaving the resort in Mexico. Like, you just don't get off the fucking boardwalk.
Yeah, exactly. I last time I was in Atlantic City, I left the boardwalk to find weed. I couldn't find weed anywhere. And then somebody was like, you know, if you just walk to the Popeyes, there's a bunch of guys that sell weed out in front of it. I was like, really? And then sure enough, 17 Popeyes later, I was like, which one?
You got some fentanyl.
Holy shit, there's a lot of Popeyes in this town.
I went to 8 different Popeyes and got checks cashed in between each one. Atlantic City's great.
If you're not a pussy bitch, yeah. Atlantic City's not that bad. To be honest with you, like I was raised That's actually the best way to describe sort of how I was raised, is Atlantic City garbage. So a good mixture of white trash, fucking black thugs, Hispanic garbage, the worst of the worst. If you decide to raise your children in Atlantic City, you've decided to give them a bad life. That's the decision that you make. You know, there was like, isn't that in Georgia? They just made it.
The heartbeat bill?
The heartbeat bill.
Oh, what's right? that?
You can't get an abortion once they can detect a heartbeat,
oh,
which
yikes.
Is like 5 weeks in, right? So they've essentially, you know, made it criminal to get abortions. But, you know, the good thing is if you're a person who doesn't believe in God, I wouldn't move to Georgia. I would just say, yeah, let that, you know, it just sucks. You know, I don't think that's a great way to do things. But, you know, I think it's also bad for fucking Georgia. You want a bunch of just old-timey religious people in your state, because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's like what happened in I watched this documentary about where it was like one of the Slavic countries where they made abortion illegal in the 80s, and then people just like dropped all their kids off at these orphanages. And then when the wall fell and all the like communism fell through, all the kids just kind of like got let go, and now they just like roam the streets and like huff paint.
Yeah, that's also, I think, what happened with a lot of American Indian kids, right? Weren't they finding, like, bones of American Indian kids underneath, like, the, like, Catholic orphanages? Because, like, there was...
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, there was, like, all these kids that were just, like, fucking taken away from their parents and then put off into fucking whatever. I don't know exactly how many
kids. Yeah, weird stuff happened in old-timey orphanages. You always hear, like, weird stories about how they would just, like, you know, molest the kids in a fucked up way.
Well, that's if you want to fuck a kid. You know, go back to the 1900s.
Yeah, who are they going
to
tell? Their parents?
You know, there's nothing. There's no social media. There's nothing. There's no, nobody's protecting them. You're protecting them.
This is the second part of Lewis's time travel dream, by the way. I own this orphanage in the 1920s.
Let's get Scam That Jew going, Shannon.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam That Jew.
Okay, what do we got here today?
Okay, actually, I usually normally hate most of the scams, but I really liked like five of them.
Whoa, wow. Really good today. I love it. If you guys don't know, send us in your scams. One winner every single week we choose for a Real Ass Podcast Scam That Jew shirt. Show that shirt. Scam That Jew. The only way to get that shirt is by sending in a winning scam. Nothing too crazy, guys. We do not want our fan base going to jail. But I'm thinking about doing the sheet scam. I have to buy new sheets right now. We're about to buy them. And I'm like, no, let's not buy them on Amazon. Let's go to Target. Okay, the scam is you buy two sets of sheets. The most expensive sheets in the place and the shittiest sheets in the place. Bring them home and then return the shitty sheets in the packaging for the expensive sheets afterwards.
Oh, good.
You just got $150 sheets for $30. Good. Boom, baby boy. Solid scam. Great example.
I'm not going to cut eye holes in $150 sheets.
Exactly. That's crazy. That's crazy. So, Shannon, hopefully these are some good scams today. Tell me who they're from and what we have going on. RealassOfficial@gmail.com is the email address to send in your emails.
Yes, please, everybody listen to that, because I keep getting tweets and Instagram messages, people asking, so Real Ass Official.
Throw it up on the screen and flash it a bunch with fireballs when you do
that
it.
For next week.
And then it'll fucking tell... Yeah, it'll
flash the screen.
It'll burn it into people's minds, Shannon.
I will do that.
Harrington, okay. If you're ever here after 10 a.m. again, you're fired. Good, go.
Okay, first one is from Jay Maya. Hey, doggy, it's your boy, Jay Maya, back with another scam. I sent one a few weeks ago about how to get free laundry with a lockpick and lost to a guy who told you how to cop Fortnite cash. So I'm back, my N-word.
That was a fucking solid scam for that Fortnite cash. I still didn't do it. I forgot about it. We got to go do it. Ooh, I never do these scams. Good, go.
This is a scam anyone who has cable or doesn't have cable can do. It's IPTV, online cable. For $5 a month or cheaper if you prepay, you can literally get every TV channel there is. It's all streaming live, so there are no links to click or nothing to download. You just simply get TV channels, every TV channel in existence for $5. And since you prepay, you can cancel anytime you want. This includes every pay-per-view, UFC, sports packages, etc. Everything.
What is this?
It says it even has Netflix shows also, thousands of movies, and even in-theater movies.
IPTV?
IPTV, yeah. He said he can send the link if we require
it. Yeah, send me a fucking link.
Oh, also said there's another email he sent after. It's a $10 a month.
Oh, this email, that was a scam to begin with.
Let's see.
I'm going to email him to send the link.
IPTV. How is it legal?
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
Iowa Public Television? No, that's not it.
It stands for I'm Puerto Rican. You have your password already.
let's see, internet protocols, which just means it's television services provided through internet and broadband connections instead of radio frequency. IPTV is reputed to be the most efficient way to provide digital TV to the public. I don't know what any of this stuff is. Send us the link. That's a solid scam for $10 a month. If I can cut out the cost of my fucking cable bill, which is like $100 a month as it is, that's a solid scam. But that's not really a scam.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
I have a great scam. You know, if you go to the dark web, you could buy a child bride.
That's not good. I have a good scam. When I meet somebody after a show, if I meet a baby boomer, I take his email address, then I start up a correspondence, then I ask him for money to help fix my transmission.
Okay.
Yep, I don't sell merch. I just get in an entanglement with an older man, and then I start fucking hosing him down.
Okay, so take older man for a ride. Got it. Okay. Got it. That's good. That's in there.
That's how Mike and I met.
I like it. All right. Give me another scam, Shannon.
Okay. This one's a little long and I looked it over last week, but I read it today and I think it might be worth it.
Good.
Okay. So this is from Sir Bancelot from Australia.
I don't like that name.
Shannon, do it in an Australian accent.
I can't do it.
Try it.
I can't.
Give me a try. Go.
I literally cannot
do
it.
Go. Do it.
Can't do it. I keep trying. It's not happening.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. First sentence.
Sir Bancelot.
There you go. That was me saying that. To Louis, I can't do it. To Louis G. Lopez, the Peruvian rattlesnake.
To Louis J. Lopez, the Peruvian rattlesnake.
To co-starring Shannon's hot boobs, United States. Hello, N-words. You're all welcome in advance for this, including the listeners. I would like both a mug and shirt if possible, blah, blah, blah. And he wants me to flash.
Scamming the show for mugs.
It's a lot.
They're not mugs. They're rape plugs. Everyone knows that.
Alrighty, I offer not just a once or twice off opportunistic scam, but a full-on, full-fledged life hack upgrade Blue Chew power-up that has saved me just shy of $2,000 in a little over a year.
Wow, I like it so far. This guy's a lot of setup. Look, I enjoy a well-constructed email as well. So if you guys send an email, and it doesn't matter if it's long as it's solidly written, go.
The best part is that it can be applied all the time forever. The only hassle now is bothering or remembering to use it. I learned this from some Asian backpackers I had to crash with for a while. Asians are without a doubt the Jews of the Orient. If there's a hole in any system, they'll...
Asians are the Orient of the Orient.
They're the everything
about?
Of the Orient.
They're Asian.
Yeah, Australian people hate Asians.
If there's
they do.
Asians are the Jews of the Orient. Dude, the Jews of the Orient should be the name of the podcast.
If there's a hole in any system, they'll squint and strain their eyes hard enough to find it. And whatever they lose in the absence of giant schnozzles to sniff out profits, they make up for an eye strain and the discipline they acquired from their abusive parents.
Okay, all right.
Get to the scam.
Yeah, this is a lot of fucking fluff.
What
now.
Is this scam? Just forcing us to listen to your anti-Semitism?
The scam can be done by everyone in your office. Blah blah. Okay, there's a legal and an illegal way of doing this with respect to the ways of my people.
Nigga, let's okay. go.
Step one.
Move it.
Step one. Pick and enroll in any cheap, shitty course at any community college for a long term. Just Google any in your area that offers some kind of certificate or accreditation. It doesn't really matter if it's a jewelry making or interpretive dance class, anything, just to make sure there's a refund policy on the course first. That's the important part. You're going to sign up and then claim a refund within the refund window. Step okay. two. In the window between enrollment and refund, apply for an ISIC card. It's an international student identity card, and it's recognized across the world. This may not even be necessary if you get a student ID card from the college you are enrolled in. You just need the ID. The ISIC card is better because you... Okay, whatever. Step three, get a refund on your course. And when you've got all the forms needed to apply for a card you've received your card, get your card ID number online or whatever. So you have the card or the phone number or the number. Step four, use the ISIC card details in any context it's applicable. So basically what it's saying is to use this for all of student discounts on things. And he's saying that ISIC is the best and most widely accepted card. You'll get discounts on flights, travel, accommodation, food, oh. Apple computers, services, Microsoft computers and services, expensive software licenses, gym memberships, all this stuff.
You need to do this yearly, though, because I'm assuming the card expires every year?
I think he's saying you only have to do it one time.
One time for life? Impossible.
Yeah. No, those cards, they have usually, to expire. They're at best good for 4 years.
It's not bad though. I mean, online course, you can do a community college course for pretty cheap. You can do it's like $300-$400 and then get the refund on it and then pull that's not a bad discount.
I like this guy's examples. It was like interpretive dance and jewelry making. Those are the classes he signed up for.
I don't mind that scam. That wasn't terrible. It's a lot. That is a scam for a person that is at a different level. That is a person that, it's the same type of person that would buy a
that
Costco
card. That has
come
in to write that fucking email.
No, it's just somebody that would fucking, you know, they're, it's a long, it's not, you got to put a few $100 up. Most people aren't willing to put a few $100 up in order to pull off a scam.
Yeah.
What type of discount does the ISIC card get you on flights?
Harrington's going to look it up. Do you want me to read the next one in the meanwhile?
Sure.
Okay. The next one is from Matthew. A little bit at the beginning. Says he just started listening to the show, loves it, whatever. I have a scam for you that I think you guys might like. A lot of stores have a return policy where they will give you a store credit valued at the current in-store selling price of an item if you return it without a receipt. Take a clothing store, for example. They might have an online only 30% off discount. You buy something online at a discount, return it at the store without the receipt for store credit for the full price and make the difference. You're not going to get cash out of this, but if it's a store you like, you can wrap up a little bit of free money. The scam might not be t-shirt worthy, but I figured you guys might appreciate it.
It's all right. It's solid. It's okay. You know.
Hate it.
Don't love it.
Okay, here's the next one.
Go ahead, Harrington. What?
Some sites I saw were offering up to 35% off flights with an ISIC card, and then I have this thing here, which
that's
gives you all.
So if, like, you were going on tour,
I travel enough right now that would be valuable. Just even not even getting the refund on the class. Maybe I should take a course. Could also just take an online course. Figure out what the Z Drive is. Why not? Let's do it.
And then I have an article here that gives you like just 5 or 6 things every day that are free because you own an
ice. Tell me what they are right now.
Aquarium of the day. Martin Luther King Memorial. You can get to the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. for free. The National Gallery of Art in D.C. San Diego Zoo. And 5% off Bim Bim Bikes.
5% off Bim Bim Bikes. I mean, look, there's some things that are out there. Some museum trips. That's fun. The 35% off of flights is a big fucking deal. That's a really big one.
Ralph has a scam, guys.
Good. I want to hear it, scam. Jew.
For the last 15 years, I used the Student Travel Association to fly places. Like in Europe, you get about 25% off. They never ask you if you're a student or not. And you just call and book through them, and you save a crazy amount of money on international flights.
Student Travel Association for international flights.
Yeah, and they never ask you, and it's cheaper than anything I've ever been able to find online. You just call and book it through them, and you save a tremendous amount
of money. That's a fucking solid scam, Ralphie. Ralphie boy, and you might, that one might even win, because you don't have to spend a few $100 up front in order to get a discount. 25% off.
Yeah, it's crazy. Every time I book, I try and find the best deal possible, and then I call them, and they always beat it.
Wow. I love it.
Lewis is signing up for a course right now.
I am.
So what is this callback you speak of, Professor Matarese?
All right, that was a solid scam, Ralph. Up fourth is the Ralph scam. Go ahead, go.
Oops, sorry, hold on. Okay. Hold on, I just got to get a Katie back in frame. Okay, next one is from Brett Rivera. Let me preface this by saying it isn't an amazing scam, but I'm only half Jew. So yesterday I was in a bind and I needed dress shoes. The only place open in the morning was Target, and they actually sell real leather and suede dress shoes now. I grab the real leather dress shoes, $65, throw them in the fake leather vegan shoebox, $30, go to self-checkout, bing, bong, boom, 50% discount just for thinking on my toes, pun intended.
Yeah. That's technically shoplifting, though. I had to take a seminar in high school.
For doing
that? You can get, yeah.
So trading the box.
Yeah.
I can talk my way out of it.
If you put the sticker on,
I'd be able to talk my way out of it. There's no way they're going to get me to admit, because all you have to do is admit it, right? Their shitty cameras are not watching you put the sticker on. You're doing it sort of nonchalantly, like, I did not. Sorry, I didn't. That was like that. The problem is young girls, you look like you're 12 years old. You got caught. You're terrified. They're going to tell your parents. You start crying probably.
Shoplifting some slacks.
Yeah. And they were able to break you. That's a whole porn category by the way. It's a great porn. They need to share a little better quality, but it's a girl that gets caught shoplifting, and then the manager of the store brings her back, where a cop will bring her into the back room, and then they go, hey, you want to get out of this? Dude, it's so creepy and awesome.
That's not what happened to me, though. I was in a car chase, because I was with my boyfriend at the time, and then we just ran to the car. We were like, oh, whoopsie. We ran to the car.
You just ran.
Yeah, we were in a police chase, and then my boyfriend at the time had drugs in his car, so I ended up getting, like, I had to go, like, some community service. He, like, had to go
to jail.
Yeah.
What type of drugs?
He was, like, a petty drug dealer, you know, so he had all kinds of stuff.
But
he was, he was 18, though, and I was 16, so I didn't get in any trouble, and he, like, had to spend a couple days.
Couple days in jail. That's not that bad, though. I thought it was, like, real time.
I think... I can't remember what else happened. He's in prison now. Knock on wood. Bless his heart.
Knock on wood that he stays there? Is he after you? What happened?
Somebody... A couple years ago, somebody sent me a... they tagged me in his mugshot on Facebook when he was wanted for receiving stolen goods for heroin.
Wow. Yeah, there's... you can get mugshots of people online. Not in New York, but mugshots. Like, Florida, I know, is a state where you can get mugshots. I have a buddy who I grew up with that... He has like 80 mugshots from Florida, and I look at them sometimes, and he's looked progressively worse in each mugshot. Yeah. I mean, when you're a kid, I just, you know, you almost have to just be smart enough not to admit it. I remember I got caught. We used to rob the mall regularly. The guy who owned the pizzeria would pay us to steal sneakers from the Modells, and we would. I had a friend who worked there that gave me the thing to take off the thing. So I would take off the tag.
Oh,
you'd
sick.
Also just break the tag pretty easily.
Oh, but it's got ink in it, and then it ruins the thing.
No, I don't think those tags ever really have ink in them. I think that's like they say, if you pee in a pool, it'll turn purple or whatever. That's not a real thing.
Just a fucking psychological.
Yeah, just because you figure you're going to prevent 20% of the people from even trying because they think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I
made the water turn red. I'm very sick.
But, yeah, I mean, one time recently, they didn't take the tag off and I had to go home, and I just fucking banged it with a hammer. That was a great life hack online. It was, you know, how to take off a tag. And then the guy just pulls out the tag and starts banging it, like, angrily. But I remember I was stealing sneakers from Modell's. And I put like 4 or 5 pairs in these shopping bags. I would come in with shopping bags and I would load them with like clothes, like my own clothes from at home. Mm. And then I'd come in so they'd be weighted when I'd walk in, act like I'm shopping. And then I'd put like 2 or 3 pairs in each bag and then walk out. Just, it was like very brazen. And I remember security fucking caught me one time. And they were like, and I knew from working at the mall, I actually talk about this in my act, they can't put their hands on you. They're not allowed to grab you. They can't hold you. So if you get caught, I don't know if it's the same in every state, but in New York State, if you shoplift, they cannot touch you. You can run. They cannot grab you. They cannot do anything. It's illegal. You can sue the store.
At best, they grab onto whatever you're stealing.
That's what happened. So I had my bags, mm-hmm. and the security guard grabbed my bags, and I was like pulling
all my clothes.
I had a pair of Kickwear jeans in there, and I was like, no, these are like $80 jeans. And I like fought him for him, and then eventually I had to just give up. I couldn't fuck, and then I just ran. I remember
he's
I was wearing
lost all his home clothes.
I was wearing flip flops, and I had a fat kid running out of the mall in flip flops from the security.
Without any clothes.
No clothes. It was fucking awful. Look, we got to wrap this one. This has been a fun show, but do we have any more scams?
Yeah, I have 2 more. Do you want to do one more real quick?
Do one more. Do the better of the two, because I'm not loving these so far, Shannon.
Okay, let me see if this is one.
Ralph wins so far.
Okay, I think this is the one that I
FYI.
Like. Okay. This is from Bob. Love the show and all the scams. I found this one out a few weeks ago in line getting my kid a video game at Target. The people in front of me asked if the price... Oh, yes, this is the one. The people in front of me asked if the price matched eBay, and the guy said yes. So basically, this is like a price match thing where they'll honor a lower price someplace else. So I found the $30 game on eBay for $24. Price matched. Awesome. Then I realized you can just create your own eBay listings for whatever you want. Next time I went to Target, I found a $60 game on eBay. You just need to click the sell one like it button on that listing and it makes
it. Wait, hold on. Slow down. Okay. Rewind. This is cool. I like it. So the last thing I comprehended was you can create your own eBay page.
Yeah. So you just find exactly the game that you're looking for. Click sell one like it and it'll create the same all the same information and then just put it as like a sell now or whatever that thingy is.
Buy it now.
Yeah, that's the one. And then for a lower price, but you can't go too low because then they'll get suspicious. So you do it for half price. He's saying he did that. A $60 video game, $29.99, buy it now, free shipping. And he showed it to the guy and he honored it. He said he's done this several times.
Nice.
And they'll price match anything.
I guess. Yeah, this is a Target.
I like how that scam didn't have anything against Jews and Chinese people.
Well, this is not against Jews. It's we are the Jews in the scam that Jew scam.
No, I'm talking about the Australian one.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a little bit of an issue.
It's a little much with the setup.
Does Target price match? Let's see. Price match guarantee. Minimize. We'll match the price of if you buy any by a qualifying item at Target, then I find an identical item for less at Target.com or select online competitors or on Target's competitors' local print ad.
It might be video game. That might be electronic counter specific.
Maybe. I mean, that if that works, this guy wins. If that actually works, if you could just create your own eBay page, put items on it. I don't care. It could be a fucking TV. I have to buy a fucking... No, I just bought a TV. I have to buy a TV stand, though. So I can just find the same TV stand that I want, go put it for half price on eBay, and then get it. If that's... What, Harrington?
So I have a list here of 24 stores that they do price match with. eBay is not on this list, so that might be specific to his store. But other than that, it's flawless.
I mean, other than the fact that it won't work, yeah, I guess then, you
what
know.
Are the other, are there any stores that you match with that you can create a page and sell shit
why
on
don't
your
you
own?
Just do it on your merch? Create a TV stand on your merch.
That's true. I could just do it on LuisJGomez.com.
Can you create on Amazon?
No.
Nope. No. Let's see if that works. If that works, we have to test that one out. I will test that out, and we will see if it works. We also should just do a web series with the best scams and film us doing them and completing them. It'd be really fun. We can't call it Scam That Jew, though. Have issues. All right, look, let's wrap it. I'm going to say right now, that guy wins if it works. Otherwise, Ralph is getting a free Scam That Jew shirt. Thank you for listening. Make sure you guys follow everyone on social media. Is it Katie Hannigan on social media?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Zach, is that funny? At
Them Harrington.
I am Shannon Lee, Realist Podcast, Gas Digital, all that good stuff, guys. We will be back on Friday with another two white guests. And until then, enjoy your lives, enjoy your day. I'm making Katie uncomfortable. All right, goodbye.
That's all, folks.